I am speaking today with Wisconsin Workforce Development Secretary Reggie Newsom, and we are talking about the new changes that are coming for how you have to handle your own unemployment insurance. And apparently we're going to be needing to sign up with the Job Center of Wisconsin. Why don't you explain a little bit more about these changes that are coming?
Sure, Raymond. Well, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about it. The department announced steps today to continue to increase opportunities for individual unemployment insurance claimants in Wisconsin to help them find new jobs. And basically, in the fall, we're going to take steps to work with our UI claimant population to have them register on our State Job Center Wisconsin website and have them go through a registration process. It takes an hour, but it's going to be a really great return on investment for that time spent for those claimants. So they will have direct access to the information and to the resources that we have at DWD, outstate in our local job centers, our Workforce Investment Board locations, as well as on our Job Center Wisconsin website using technology. And they'll be able to go through the process of registering on the Job Center Wisconsin website, build a profile for work, as well as developing a resume. And that's going to allow them to get connected to jobs on the Job Center Wisconsin website. They'll allow the department to be able to work with employers regionally to help connect them to jobs. And again, we're doing this because we want to continue to assist UI claimants move from dependence to independence, continue to have that safety net there for claimants, because they're dislocated or laid off from jobs for no fault of their own. But we definitely want this to be a temporary situation for them, and we want to work with them as best we can to get them back to work into a family-supporting job and also a middle-class job. So we're going to start asking them to register. This is a federal requirement that all the Midwestern states have in some form where they require UI claimants to register or on the Labor Exchange, which is our Job Center Wisconsin website. And that's why we're investing an all-hands-on-deck kind of mantra with this, Raymond, where we're going to be retooling and retraining our staff and working with our workforce investment boards and local not-for-profit service providers to get them trained to be able to better help and better assist individuals. We have a no-wrong-door policy as it relates to this new policy and asking UI claimants to register for work, where any way they go into the workforce delivery system, they'll be able to get help. We'll be able to have technology and our well-trained staff helping them. We want to get them into the job centers. We want to help them. We want to help them develop resumes, profiles, overcome the barriers they may have in any special circumstances where we have a situation where someone really has a significant challenge and being able to register. We're going to work very, very closely with them to help them get registered and get them to build a profile and resume. We're working with a lot of partners and stakeholders on this, Raymond. We're going to be utilizing the libraries throughout the state of Wisconsin as access points, if you will, for individual claimants to go and be able to register. And the key is that we're going to have our staff and technology all hands on deck to be able to help individuals get resumes, get their profiles, get registered so we can get the information, so we can connect them to jobs and get them back into the labor market as quickly as we possibly can. So this is a positive situation, a positive development. And Raymond, the governor, Governor Walker, has jobs and helping middle-class workers on the forefront of his radar, and this will be an additional tool in our tool chest to be able to help UI claimants get back to work as quickly as they can.
You bring up Governor Walker and the latest jobs report, and the newest job numbers show that there has been a gain in Wisconsin. How's that been going for the department and for the state?
Well, we're up over 24,000 jobs in the year-over-year for the first quarter, which is a great development for the state, because that's 24,000 people, mothers and fathers and sons and daughters and nieces and nephews and cousins and aunts and uncles in Wisconsin that have a job, have opportunity, have hope, and are able to be self-reliant and continue to support themselves. So that's a positive development, and that's why the governor continues to push jobs and supporting business and the job creators create the jobs, but also help workers in Wisconsin be able to get retooled and retrained. That's why the governor has pushed the Wisconsin Fast Forward agenda and the $15 million in worker training grants they're going to have available to train workers, customized training for workers to get them into family-supporting jobs. That's why we've reset the button on apprenticeship in Wisconsin, and that's why the governor has invested almost $2 million in the apprenticeship program in Wisconsin so we can have it on a sustained funding source, because it was losing funding because of the federal funding that it had been on for the previous several years, that the governor has put money in the budget to make sure that it has a sustainable funding source moving forward. And we're doing a lot of public awareness and engagement on apprenticeship. Get your degree in doing is the apprenticeship mantra, so we can help workers get into these apprenticeship opportunities with employers. They can earn while they learn, not incur all that debt and deficit that they would incur by trying to attempt to get a four-year college degree. But again, additional tool, we encourage four-year college degrees, but we want folks to think about apprenticeship while they can earn while they learn, not incur all the debt and deficit. And we know that there is a large percentage of employers that want to utilize apprentices in Wisconsin, so we're investing in apprenticeship. The governor has invested over $100 million in workforce development for workers in Wisconsin. They can be able to train workers, to educate workers, and give workers the tools they need to move into the jobs to help the worker shortages that we have projected over the next several years, as well as the skills mismatch that we have in Wisconsin, so we can continue to stay forward.